Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station yet again on another Thursday night open mic live event this evening. I've always get so excited when the poets come through and share their amazing talent and their voices here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I am sitting in tonight on my own because my co-host has some very special guests over, so I so love him for, you know, being committed to the show, and I appreciate him always letting me know what's going on. But with that being said, we just want to get the show off and popping. And I want to start with one of my pieces. I tend to be a poet who, you know, I can write all kinds of different things, but specifically in the Synchronized Ink Anthology that I did with my publishing company, I have written a piece in there. It's quite lengthy, you know, because I tend to be more epic with a lot of my pieces. You know, in that collection, my favorite poem is I Am Love and Love Is Me. But I'm not going to read that to you guys today because, every moment and every chance that I get, I always try to read that poem. But I am going to share with you a poem that I've written in the Synchronized Ink Anthology. Bear with us because we just have just a lot of amazing people that's coming through. But, you know, I'm just going to get it started with this epic piece. It is entitled, Until True Love Meets Me in a Sacred Place. The universe keeps arresting me, trying to confine me and hold me under lock and key, charging me with 5 counts of armed robbery. She is the judge and the jury, she says. You keep breaking and entering into the hearts of men again and again and again and again and again. Now you are 5-time felon of robbing the love from the deepest part of a soul's heart, then escaping until you become a vapor in the wind not to be found again. Truth is, you should have done time after love met you for the 3rd time at Cupid's arrow's end. Now that you have been captured again, solitary confinement is your new best friend. You will retreat there to search your own heart deep within, so I am sentencing you to love 30 to life. Until you understand that love keeps coming repeatedly because he wants to make you his wife. 5-time felon and connoisseur of love, skilled at jaywalking in the lover's lane, best distilling the hearts of those seeking to discover my deepest core within. But when the storm rages and the rainbow appears, I look not for the pot of gold moving forward to the rainbow's end. Instead, I about face and seek to find a new direction and love in another unconfined place, hoping to evade the journey of the till death do us part vow, or till I figure out if I want to be married, bound by the married life at all. It is a mystery 5 brothers wanted to make a vow to me, all in the name of love. Wanted me to change my last name so our souls would unite and become one and the same. This is insane. Most women in their lifetime have managed to be overlooked by one proposal. They are available and urgently waiting to be chosen, and they are at love's disposal. So why is it that love continues to chase me? I am wanted by love. I have been hiding from love in the darkness of my own mystery. I have become a fugitive in my own existence. I have evaded law for nearly a lifelong sentence. Not because I do not want to be bound by love or committed to love. I only to seek love, for that is preserved in truth. So I march as an activist, fighting and standing up for authentic love. I'm a forensic scientist breaking down the DNA to get to the truth of love. I have a heart that is filled and oozing with love, waiting to share my love, but my heart knows that I only yearn for only sacred love. And I can only share an immeasurable amount of love with my one and only true love. I desire my heart to be interlocked with the heart of a man that loves to the fullest as I know I can. I want to be free to love with no inhibitions. I want to become vulnerable with love, assured that love will be protecting my feelings. I desire to spiritually be connected and interface with a loving grace that traces the heart of my infinite mate, not expecting perfection, because perfection would only mean that love will cease to grow and remain stagnant in one position. Like the exes in my life that wanted me as their wife, our union ended in a stagnant position. I accepted their proposal because love convicted me, and the love in me did not want to hurt them. They treated me nice and kind. They bought me material things. Some of them even wined and dined me all the time. But they never paid attention to the signs. My heart knew before we got started that one day soon the relationship would meet its demise, because love to them was built on the foundation of how much and how wide they could put wow in my eyes, with the glimmer and the glitz of yet another sparkling gift as my prize. So I lived in the moment and took the ride. They never looked past my exterior. They never explored the deepest core of my pumping interior, my heart. They treated me as a majority and not as someone special. The majority of women's quest is to be chosen and got wild by the biggest diamond ring. I, on the other hand, never lived for the moments of here will you marry me. The strangest thing, it was the very thing which had me running for the border. Sure, make no mistakes, my exes, they treated me nice and kind. They bought me material things, and some of them even wined and dined me all the time. That was the problem. They never separated the contents of my heart from just any other woman's heart. They did not pay attention to the compass of my heart. In any direction, all I ever wanted and all I ever needed was a love so real that I could cherish, moments in time to share and relish, not material things that would soon be tucked away, perhaps forgotten or destined to perish. Do not get me wrong, the expression of giving to someone you love should not be stricken from the expression of love and its giving. It is just giving material things like meaning when there is only a replica of love present. Gift wrapped and adorned with bows streaming, dangling hopelessly with no real significance. The universe has sentenced me to love 30 to life. She said that I was to be treated to solitary confinement until I understand that love keeps coming for me because he wants to make me his wife. As I sigh, I digress, and I confess to the universe that all things I have wanted to be captured and bound by love, but only authentic love. You see, I have known what true love looks like all this time, but never could admit how it could once made me feel. True love first made me feel beautiful. True love looked past my exterior and homely frock, and true love penetrated my spirit and explored my interior. True love knows how to love me in three ways, agape, eros, and philos. True love is my best friend. I love runs three dimensions deep. Our sacred number is three. Peace, love, and harmony is what we both seek. Now that my eyes see the light, I welcome true love to meet me in a sacred place, urging him to speak to the universe on behalf of me, appealing for two hearts to be merged into one, not seeking a reduced sentence but a change in sentence, from loving 30 to life and committing and sentencing me to true love from now and into the afterlife. So true love and sacred love can unite as husband and wife. So now I shall wait until true love meets me in a sacred place. That is my piece entitled from our anthology. Told you guys to be kind of patient with me because that is a long one. I have that was entitled Untrue Love, Until True Love Meets Me in a Sacred Place. I remember going to an event not too long ago, and everybody stood up for that piece, and, you know, I was like, you know, trying to get it again, but and you know how, you know, anytime you go on the stage, I don't care how many times you've ever been, I've been events where I've spoken so many times, but just, you know, when it flows from your heart, it just flows and people understand it anyway. So, you know, I really, really love that piece. And I had to share it with you guys. And my co-host always tell me I'm long-winded. But I thought I'd take advantage since he's not here tonight. But I'm going to keep the show going here. And I see I have a couple of hands raised. So I'm just going to open up to the mic tonight. All right, caller from the 615, you are on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Jazzy Sibilic.
Hey, Miss Jazzy, how are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good born day?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Thank you so much for asking.
All right, I'm going to do a piece. I don't have a title for it. It's just one of those that's kind of just combined with just different stuff that it's not just one word or phrase that kind of explains it. So I don't know. Maybe you can help me out after I get done.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes when I'm a room full of people, I still feel alone. I want to go back to my spiritual form, because this flesh is not my home. Are we blessed because we're breathing? Or is it a curse? Man has been sentenced since birth. So what is that worth? In his image, I was created to conform, predestinated to survive through the storm. Devilish ways, carnal minds, America plays, modern day Babylonian times. At glass houses, stones we throw. When is judgment day? We don't know. So we're living in the moment. Our decisions let us own it. Positive choices is a ticket into heaven. My father taught me well. I'm the 6 out of 7. And he always says to do the right thing. And doing is easier than it seems. Could this life just be a dream? Unconscious memories causes me to scream. Or is it from my past or the current pain I endure? Whichever. I got the message, I'm sure. So I continue to live, love, laugh, and learn, preparing myself for eternal treasures I'll earn. See, I know what lies ahead. Not danger, but safety instead, because knowledge I was fed on the edge of this crazy world. It was written for me to prevail. Through him who strengthens me, I cannot fail. In his favor I dwell, blessings to tell. A testimony, if I may. 7 years ago seems like yesterday. Paralyzed in a hospital bed I lay. So day in and day out I pray. The devil can't make me sway, although he's tried a time or two. But with my Creator's guidance, I know exactly what to do. Faith is belief, and belief is the substance. Agape, this is how he loves us. Righteousness is key. My blessings is because he's testing me. And in return, I'm keeping his commandments. All praises to the Most High. Anything other than the truth is a lie. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Anything other than the truth is a lie. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Jancy, that was a powerful piece. You know, when you were reading that, you almost can call it strength, but then you can all, I mean, it's just so many victory. It's so much, so much substance in that. You know, when you were reading it, everything was in a place of, you were in one position, but you know, victorious in the end. And I really enjoyed that piece. What kind of invoked you to write that particular piece?
Just different things, like, you know, the way of the world, you know, everything under the sun is vanity. It's like it's a cycle with everything. And I have been through some things in my life. And like I had mentioned, in 2005, I found I had autoimmune disorder, and I was actually paralyzed from the shoulders down for 3 months. I ended up having to live in a nursing home. And so I just kind of went through a lot of changes, and I still you know, survived out of that. So since that point, it's just kind of, I kind of like to recap just on different things in my life. And like I said, my father, I'm the sixth or seventh. My little brother passed almost 2 years ago, but he just instilled in all of us, you know, every day. He still tells us, you know, do the right thing. So that's just kind of been embedded in us. So I don't know. Like I said, I can't think of a title because it's just so much.
Yeah, because you can kind of take it at any angle. You know, there's victory, there's strength, there's struggle. There's just so much in there. This is one of, you know, that's a fantastic piece. Yeah, it's life. It's just so many elements that you brought into that piece. It's just phenomenal. I wish I could, you know, say, well, let's call it this. Then I don't think it would just, you know, really define the total piece. That last line sounded powerful too, but then it doesn't say all it needs to say,
right?
As far as the whole body of the entire poem. But I love Victorious. I do.
Thank
you. Let's see that victory up in there. You know, because when you relate to people who are spiritual, and you know what, you know, I too have a testimony within myself. You know, a lot of us do. And overcoming things and, you know, sicknesses or other kind of things. And then when you get to that point in your life when you experience that thing and God brings you from a place of low to a place of high, just all you can see is the victory. So, wow.
Right. Yeah, actually, this is off the record. I'm going to have to talk to you later on this, though. But I have fibromyalgia, and I have seen you post something about fibromyalgia, so I kind of want to talk to you privately about that, too, when we get a chance.
Okay, sure. No problem. Anytime. You know, I want you to make sure you listen to the commercial. I'm going to just tell you off the bat, they kind of messed up your last name. But we couldn't. It would cost us too much to change it.
It's all right. See, I have that, like, when I'm out performing, so when I get on the mic, I pronounce it, you know, because it's not a common name to pronounce anyway, so, yeah.
I'm going to play the commercial. Actually, I'm going to play it now before we take another caller so you can hear the commercial.
Okay.
We're going to play a couple of times throughout the night, but, oh, I said, oh, my goodness, and I tried to break it up in so many ways so he can understand to pronounce it this way.
Right.
You know, he's a phenomenal guy. He's from California. He did a great job on, well, I ain't going to say, I'm just going to give you, see what you think about the commercial. You know, I'm excited about it. So I'm going to play it. I'm going to keep you, I'm going to put you on mute and then bring you back in and you tell me what
you think.
Okay. All right, that was Miss Jazzy today. We're going to bring her back on the mic and make sure we give her, get her information. But I wanted her to hear the commercial for our event because she's actually invited to attend. So here we go, Detroit and all my global listeners. Check it out. Check our commercial out for our spoken word event coming up this September.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. All right, we're about to bring Miss Jazzy back in. Because I know they didn't do her name justice, but we know who they're talking about. Hey, Miss Jazzy, you back on there?
No, it was fine. It was on point. I called it. So it sounded like Sadilla. To me, it did. So.
Oh,
I thought he did. It did to me. I thought he did a wonderful job, and just the, did you write out the description of it? Description is kind of like catchy, it's on edge, like emotion.
Yeah, I had to write
know.
The script and send it in to them, and but I tried to break down your name in syllables.
No, it was good. I called it.
Okay. All right, Rose, you got me back. Well, we are going to be doing a few more commercials. This is just our first one, and we have more coming because we're actually doing a video as well, video commercial as well, and a couple of more commercials up until the day of the event. Plus, we have more people that will be joining us. It's just getting it all together.
All right. Appreciate you.
I look forward to meeting you. All right. That was you. We want to make sure that you get plugged and get all your information out there. All of the like your books. Your I know you're doing a lot with your CDs and all of that. So let everybody know.
All right. Actually, you can catch me on Reverb Nation. The spelling of my last name is SDLIHC, Jazzy Sedilic at Reverb Nation. You can also follow me on Twitter at Ms., M-I-Z-Z, Jazzy, J-Z-Z-Y, 909. And I also have a fan page on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Jazzy. I always appreciate you coming through. All right, we're going to take it down the line and take the very next caller. Make sure you get out and support Ms. Jazzy Sedilic, who's going to be performing on stage here in Michigan September 29th. We just played our commercial. We got more coming. There's just going to be some more artists that will be participating as well, so we want to make sure we put them in some of the recorded commercials and everything and tighten it up. But thank you, Ms. Jazzy, for coming through and sharing a piece with us, and we definitely will talk very soon. All right, we're going to keep it going here. Call from the 513 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Happy birthday, Ms. Poetic E. It's Romeo D.
Thank you. Mr.
I'm
Romeo
not on Facebook enough, so I wanted to call in. And wish you happy birthday.
Thank you. I so appreciate that. That's very kind. By the way, everybody, Mr. Romeo Denani will be here with us, too. Yay!
Hey, that commercial was live. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
it's exciting.
Yes, everybody's getting excited. Our team is really, really excited. So we definitely going to get everybody locked in and get you guys here, safe and sound, and back home safe and sound.
right. I'm looking for a fantastic evening.
Yes. All right. Did you want to share or you just wanted to call in and say?
I wanted to call in and say happy birthday, but I would definitely share a piece. I mean, they threw me in the commercial.
Okay.
All right. This piece is titled, this actually will be one of my first singles on my debut album.
All right.
This piece is The Way You Make Me Feel. I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thought. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you. When I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you. Only for a moment would I not want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment that I can be with you. I feel you smiling. Because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day after forever, we are we. You and I together in the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I'll watch Wisey show me. Ooh, wee. Is how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I rub your temple, massage to your hair. Then whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear. Because it was sour the air. But the smile of your lips and heart is my only care. So smile until your face hurts. No trust, believe that I'll work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you understand how much I want you. That's fine. I'm speaking my thoughts and my truths on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real. How we feel. Can't explain it. The way you make me feel. And I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Cause when I want thee, only the love of God would have want more for me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thought.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
You
just deliver with such passion. It's just really cool and suave, and just but you deliver with such passion. It engages, it makes a person want to just really become one with your thoughts.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Too much.
Thank you so much for sharing that piece, brother. And plug anything that you want to plug, your new CD, your book.
Okay, well, the CD is Romeo DiNatti Presents My Thoughts, Sexy, Volume 1. Sexy stands for Erotic Escapades of Intellectual Thought. I'm hoping to get the first single out within 2 weeks. Definitely this summer. Also, I have a YouTube, Mr. Romeo DiNatti. That's all one name, no dot. Check that out. Leave a comment, you know, if you like the video, and tell me your thoughts. But thank you again for allowing me to share, and I'm looking forward to meeting you and, you know, sharing my thoughts with the people of Detroit.
Amen. All right, that was Mr. Romeo on the mic. Romeo DiNatti. Let me correct that. All right. That was awesome. Yeah, we definitely going to keep it going here. We got 31 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to remind everybody I have like 1,000,001 callers on the mic, on the line. So I'm going to go down the line because y'all thirsty tonight. All right, but let me just remind all of those 917-932-8881 and select option 1 for those of you who do not have your hands up. We definitely embrace you in love. And we want to hear what you have to say tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to just take the next caller. Caller from the 256 area call. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Lyrical Forte.
All right. Welcome. What are you going to do for us tonight?
I would like to share a piece called Ladies. I think it's time that you know your worth.
All right. Wait a minute. This is who again?
Lyrical Forte.
Oh, okay. You sound like somebody that we know that's frequent the show.
Okay.
But nevertheless, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes, go ahead, my brother.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. Stop sighing and crying and allowing yourselves to be treated like dirt. Stop casually giving him the audacity to call you out your name like he named you at birth. On nights like this, I wish that with a poem I can fix every girl's heart that has been broken physically, mentally, and emotionally. Bring old girl who's tired of getting the cold shoulder to come closer to me. Actions speak louder than words, so we've heard, but he keeps giving you these action verbs with no actions. So he comes and leaves, and you let him be while he's getting the satisfaction. Now your so-called relationship is like a bad bootleg, and he's setting the captions. See, the pitch and the voices aren't matching. His lies fly higher than birds, and his action verbs without actions are redundant. Talk is cheap, but you let every spontaneous hello, each sudden goodbye, each in the moment I love you and bittersweet, nothing be pundit. But the exchange of your brain and your heart, he comes and leaves in light your speed while you're still trying to find yourself in the dark. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This is for the young teenage girls who thinks it's cute to be pregnant. This is for the young girls who are persuaded to have sex because it's the only way they know how to be accepted. STD infected, came from a broken home, so they relied on the streets to correct it. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This is for the single-parent mamas, the ones that work two jobs and go to school so her babies can see commas, pay for vacations in the summer. She brings home the bread and the bacon. She's the family runner. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This is for the girls who look in the mirror to stop and stare, the ones who are attracted to older men to fill in that void their father was never there. Dealt a bad hand, she feels like life ain't fair. But grandmama kept her going to church on Sunday, so she knew the guy would not put more on her than she could bear. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This is for the ladies who feel that they are always bad dude, Mr. Wrong Bound, because every time he gives her heart to a dude, that's when he wants to clown. But don't look for Mr. Good, Mr. Bad, Mr. Perfect. Look for Mr. Worth It to be found. But since she doesn't know the difference, so when a good dude comes along, she backs down. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. You are a princess destined to be a queen even before your birth. Some ladies fail to realize that before you can be with someone else, you have to learn how to be by yourself first. But so many people are blinded by love that they blame it on the Adam and Eve curse. Ladies, you are past sexy and beyond beautiful. So stop going for the typical and stop going for the usual. Make sure that the feelings are mutual. See, some of us dudes will have you look delusional. Whether you're his main thing or his sure thing, make sure that you communicate so the status is undisputable. Stop going for being number only one. Don't get cocky, but tell him like he came, another one will come. Ladies, I just think it's time that you know your worth. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm standing up for that one. I love that piece, my brother. Wow. To have it actually be, you know, spill from the heart of a man is just, you know, just awesome. Awesome message, awesome piece of poetry. We so enjoyed you for sharing that. Your name again. We so appreciate, you know, here on the show, we just love for people to be able to connect with one another, fellowship with one another, support one another. So if you have books, CDs, poetry, anything that you're doing out there, please feel free to share that at this moment.
Thank you, thank you. My name is LaQuentin Ragland. I go by the stage name Lyrical Forte. I'm from Gadsden, Alabama. I'm actually working on the album at the moment, but feel free to follow me and support me in what I'm doing. You can find me on Facebook.com/LyricalForte, or you can also follow me on Twitter at Lyrical Forte.
All right, Lyrical Forte. I definitely have to... I don't know who your friends are already, but I'll have to I'll delete somebody just to have you join you. I appreciate that piece and you sharing it. And thanks for coming to the Poetic Energy Network station. I always come through and anytime that you can on Thursday night.
No problem. Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. We're going to keep the show going. I enjoyed that piece. Ladies, know your worth. All right, that's a great message. What I'm going to do, because we, you know, we're truly trying to promote this Spoken Word Awards program this September. I'm going to, you know, every few poets, I'm going to replay the commercial again, because I want everybody to be able to hear about it, spread the word about it, because it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. It's only a minute long, so bear with us. We're going to play the commercial again, so that everybody that's on the line, because we have quite a few people on the line, and I see your hand, so I'm going to get to you, but let me play my commercial again, because you poets need to know it, because I want to see you there September 29th. All right.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That, again, we are having the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this year. This will be our first year. Elegant facility that we have, phenomenal artists that we have coming through. It's going to be comedy, going to be spoken words, going to be vocalists. It's going to be just a great time that evening. So we're making sure that we put the commercials in rotation. We got more commercials coming, more video commercials coming, so that we can share that with you guys. We've been ranking, various artists from across the globe, incognito style, because we wanted, this is not a People's Choice Award, but this is an award that actually have people that's actually out there performing and doing their thing in the poetry industry. So who knows, your name may come up in there. Some kind of way, you just never know, but you'll have to come September 29th to find out if it's you. But we will be sending out those letters to those people who have been ranked, so that will not be a surprise. But nevertheless, that shouldn't keep you from coming, because we definitely want you poets to come through and share this special moment that celebrates you. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I see those eager hands, so let me keep it going down the line. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 318, you're currently on the air with Miss Poetic. Who do you have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? I know it's been a long time.
Yes, so I can't wait to hear what you have for us this evening.
I have a piece called, and it's short and it's sweet, and it's called Gifted.
Okay.
Often not uplifted, frequently tormented, never accepted by the crowd, numerous talents that people see go unnoticed by haters who want to be me. No one cares about the pain, often alone, because others want to be placed on the throne. Royally beaten into humility, because being the way I am is a true duty. People mad at me because of what God has given me, loads and loads of creativity. God made me this way. He uplifted me. He perfected my character as you tormented me. He talked to me when you were in the crowd. More talents came forth when you stopped to see me. I know that you notice me when you hate me. God loves me. He made me fearfully and wonderfully. After he finishes using me for his glory, my hands are lifted, because I thank God quite often that I'm truly gifted, and that's their piece.
All right. You are truly gifted. It was short, sweet, but it made a definite point. All right. Plug what you need to plug.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Now, you want to share any of your information, your book, what you're doing, you know, so you can get support?
Well, right now I have a total of 9 books out, and I'll name 2 titles, and I'll tell where my website is, or
right.
Where you can find me on Facebook. My name is Author Nicole Brown, also known as Love Me Do. I have 2 books, well, 9 books total, but the 2 titles are God's Calling You to Live a Life That's True and School Days, Holidays, and All Days That Lie Between. That one just got accepted to a university library, so I'm very excited about that. You can reach me on Facebook, Author Nicole S. Brown, and also my website, which is authornicolesbrown.yogasite.com. Thank you.
All right, Miss Author Nicole Brown, a.k.a. Love Me Do. We're going to keep the show going because we got 18 more minutes. We're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 786, Gary Cole, you are on the air with Miss Poetic. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Greetings, greetings. What's going on? This is IET Blues calling from South Florida.
Oh, greetings. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Yes, this is Haiti Blues.
I'll be Haiti Blues?
Yeah, IET is the original name of Haiti, so, you know.
Oh, my God, how are you?
I know, it's been a long time. How you doing?
Yes. Oh, my God. I feel like royalty has stepped in the building.
I was a little minute. I kind of been MIA on the blog talk scene for a little bit. So.
I understand. I'm just glad to have you here tonight. You have put a smile on my face. I'm anticipating what you're going to share with us this evening.
I'm going to do this. It's not actually a poem. It's just some lyrics to a song I wrote. But, I mean, actually, it's poetry, so lyrics are poetry. So just going to go ahead and do it. It's called Age of Aquarius.
Okay.
11-11 energy is real. That's what divine order synchronicity has revealed. These angelic portal frequencies compare to open up inside and express how I feel. It's so amazing how these confirmations arise, like how the planets are due to cosmically align. It's like the universe instinctively spun through time. It's such a bright sign. Know that you are my divine, my love vine. You know your body, soul, your mind. It is of heaven. You know that you are so, so fly the way you rap. Just know that these are spiritual times. Age of Aquarius. You know we got it going now. We are ascending and you are so fly, girl. Let's stop pretending. Know that you be rocking my world. The cosmic shift has arrived. It's a lot. Let's raise it higher. It's really not the end of the world. We are ascending and you are so fly, girl. Let's stop pretending. You know that you be rocking my world. The cosmic shift has arrived. It's a lot. Let's raise it higher. It's really not the end of the world. It was unexpected how you came to me. The way you resurrected so comfortably, so naturally. You valued my worth and felt me through my chi. And in the truth yourself, you too began to see. It was a captivating element of surprise to witness this unfolding right before our eyes. This is what our ancestors knew and prophesied. It's our awakening time. Just know that you are my divine, my lover. You know your body, soul, your mind. It is of heaven. You know that you are so, so fly the way you rap. Just know these are spiritual times. Age of Aquarius. You know we got it going now. We are ascending and you are so slacker. Let's stop pretending. You know that you'll be rocking my world. The constant ship has arrived. It's a lie. Let's raise it higher. It's really not the end of the world. Indeed. You know that you'll be rocking my world. Oh, yeah. It's really not the end of the world. 11-11 is my energy. 2012 symbolizes changing everything. But it was written in our ancient prophecies that we'd awaken from our ignorance. That's what it's really about. Let's learn and grow together. Apply that unique ride. Beyond that meditation. Experience healing now. Go try comedic yoga. Increase your breathing power. Yo, are you such an optimist? Cause I got a dream team that's more like optimist. Spiritual ethers unseen. Yo, we alchemists. 2012 resurrection. Christ consciousness of common sense. Notice it denies the spirit. God hot welcome to higher states of constant bliss. So prominent. My metal net's a hieroglyph. Colossal big. Like almost. We destroy the myths. We're born divine. The age of Aquarius.
And that's that beat.
Woo! Yes! Oh my word! Eddie Brown! I cannot I didn't know that you can break it down like that. You got some pipes on you and some deep flow because, you know, I would have been out of breath. Wow, awesome. You still there? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that was Mr. Haiti Blues. I hope that he calls back in. I just appreciate him for sharing that with us. And I did not know he could sing. But nevertheless, we so appreciate him for sharing that piece. My breath is taken away. Oh, he's back. He's back. He's back. He's back. Haiti, oh, I'm glad you called back in. You had to receive all this praise that's coming to you.
Yeah, I'm in a bad reception area, so I don't even know if it, I guess by your reaction, it came out pretty cool. So.
Yeah, we heard every bit of it, so your call dropped when it
when it ended. Oh, that's what I'm
Wow, I did not know that you knew how to sing, but now I know, so I got to keep that in my mental Rolodex for next year.
Well, you know, this is another growing aspect. You know, it's something I'm working on. You know, aside from the poetry, I've just been expanding in different realms in terms of rapping and poetry and just doing stuff in different languages. So just, you know, we're in a time of growth and change. And, you know, it's a lot of things going on. So, you know, everybody's, you know, expanded.
Absolutely. Yes. All right, we're certainly glad that you shared that with us. Do you want to plug anything? You know, got any shows coming up, any books?
I'll plug it. So for all of you that don't know, the Black Poetry Cafe is going to be in the Hot Atlanta area. I'll be out there for the Poetry Fest. Going to be like a whole bunch of poetry on there. You can type up BVC Poetry Fest on Facebook or Google. You should be able to get some information on it. It's June 22nd, 23rd. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing going on. So if you'd like to check me out, you can reach out to me at Facebook, HAITIBLUEZ. If I'm full, you can me and just ask me to add you. I do have another link that'll be coming up. I'm also on Twitter under Haiti and then Blues, BLUEZ, Reverb Nation. And as in terms of my works, I got a whole lot of stuff coming. I know I'm overdue, so just be patient with me. But it's going to be quality, and you know, I just want to make sure I put my best foot forward. So.
Again, we thank you so much for coming through. It was just such a treat and an honor to have you tonight. Like I said, it felt like royalty.
still.
It's a pleasure. Just make sure that, you know, you link up when we stay linked. And definitely I'd love to be back and get out a whole lot more and just going to different places. Where are you located again?
I'm in Michigan, and we're I'm having the spoken word billboard here in Michigan for the first year. Know that you, since you know how to sing and you're a spoken word artist, I'm definitely going to put you on the radar for next year.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be out and about, so, you know, that's definitely, we can lock that in, and it will definitely make that happen.
All right, sounds great. All right, thank you. That was Miss Haiti Blues, everybody. Make sure you get connected if you can. All right, we're gonna play the commercial in between a few parts. I see everybody hands on the switchboard, but I gotta get the word out, and hopefully you guys. So the commercial is only a minute long, so bear with us. All right, check it out.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all my global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I am Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. We got a few more moments for some extras, some more callers, so I am just going to let them come on through and do what they do. And we're going to take the caller from the 508 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hey, it's Tay.
Hey, Queen. The queen is in the building. What is wrong here tonight?
I actually posted the advertisement, like the link and everything, my Facebook, and I seen Brother Haiti Blues like it, and I didn't know he was going to call up, and I was like, oh, it's not. I had to share it. It had to come through because I wanted to give love and respect, of course, to you, say happy birthday and everything. Yes, and I also wanted to let everybody know that Conversations with the Queen, which is every Monday night on Poetic Energy Network station, that we're having a one manifesto poetry contest. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with Jill Scott and her work, The One Manifesto. It's her spoken word piece that she's been dedicated to the divinity of womanhood. I just thought it just inspired me so much. I wanted to, you know, hear what other sisters had to say on the subject, and I wanted to hear other sisters spit their version of the One Manifesto. So, you know, I'm just trying to get sisters involved in doing something positive with themselves. I have it posted on my Facebook, which is Facebook, and I'm on Facebook as Tay Queen, TAEQUEEN, if anybody needs to hit it up and find. I also have the advertisement on the Queendom, blogspot.com, the QUEENDOM post.blogspot.com. And, you know, I'm trying to, I want the contest on June 11th, but we might have to extend it because, you know, I really want to get time for the sisters to come through and speak their piece. And so the prize is that you will be able to spit your poem live on Conversations with the Queen as well as be posted on the blog sites that I run. So, you know, anybody is interested in that, they can send their One Manifesto entry to TaeQueen, TAEQUEEN @hotmail.com. I don't know. It should, and I know this because, you know, I run my show. It should be on the switchboard if you want to play it as an example of what a woman manifesto is instead of me spitting my piece. Just so everybody knows what a woman manifesto is, it should be Jill Scott Woman Manifesto. If you feel like it, you're the host. You know, I'm not just trying to run your show or nothing. But that should be up there. And anybody who listens into Conversations with the Queen, I've played it. So if you just want to find more information, again, it's at thequeendompost.blogspot.com. And that is the Woman Manifesto Poetry Contest. So all my sisters get involved and definitely show up and show out.
All right, that has been Miss. That was Miss Tay Queen. She wants me to play Miss Jill Scott. Yes, I am. You know, actually, she is in the ranking for that particular piece right there for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And I'm going to play that by request by Miss Tay Queen. All right.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace, from the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen, and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Jill Scott with a Woman Manifesto. Although my tongue is tired here. Help me out, Fit Queen.
It's a Woman Manifesto. It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have her. She ranked with that particular piece. That is one fast.
Yeah.
You know, piece of poetry from her. We're inviting her to the Spoken Word Billboard. She may not come, you know, and who knows, by some, you know, some miracle, she may show up. You never know.
We're going to put it out to the universe that she going to come. We're going to put it out there. I'll put it out there. This is affirmation. We're going to speak that affirmatively.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
That was you know, phenomenal piece. I love she just has her own flavor, and
exactly.
She's one of a kind for sure. All right, did you want to share anything else, Queen?
No, that's it. So you know, besides the show every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we will be having our show next Monday. You know, just come out, support. And just, you know, show love to every show that comes on Poetic Energy Network, because I know, especially working as a host, we put a lot of love and a lot of time into each show that we do. to make sure that we're bringing you information that is applicative as well as, you know, entertaining. And, you know, we just want you all to enjoy what we do. So just that's it.
All right. That was Miss Tank Queen, wonderful sister that hosts us on the Monday night Conversations with the Queen. It's just an honor to have her on this network. I couldn't ask for one of the best people in the world. She is just amazing at what she does. Definitely a marking of greatness. And I so appreciate her and so many of the other hosts that what they do here on the network. Without them, it wouldn't be a network. It would just be, you know, a portal for, you know, people to come and speak. But it takes, you know, a lot of people to be, you know, I remember teaching a class in St. Louis, and I remember this old man tell, you know, older gentleman told me that great people do not become great alone. And that always has stuck in my head, that greatness, you know, it comes in packs. And you can stand and be great by yourself, but that's a lonely world. But it's so much better when you can share in the honor and the glory and the fellowship with someone else to be great and to be involved and be in tune with what they're doing and enjoy what they're doing. So I so appreciate Tay Queen being on the network. She brings a lot of value to the network. Dr. D, Brother Marvin Jackson, Brother Yerushua, Stevie G, I just so appreciate, and Lori Coburn, you know, just wonderful, wonderful people, and I just appreciate them being on the network and doing what they do best. All right, we are, I think that is our time. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station. It's always a joy to have you here sharing your amazing talent with my listening audience. We do look forward to all of you possibly coming out to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards in September. Stay tuned for more and more details. We will be running more commercials, more video commercials, and different things of that nature. So just stay tuned and stay locked for that information. We'll be broadcasting it. We'll be doing it actually media broadcasting in various places, so I'm sure that it will reach your eyes and your ears pretty soon. All right, and I am just going to call it a night and just wind down and, you know, take you out jazzy tonight. Make sure you tune into all of the shows here on the Poetic Energy Network station, because definitely, like the Queen said, we definitely have something that you can perhaps use. Because this is the network where we are uniting voices and changing lives, and, you know, that we love that purpose, and we just want you to continue to be a supporter of this network, and please let us know if we can do anything different or if you want to add suggestions. Just make sure you can reach out to us at pansproducers@live.com with show suggestions, topics, or any things of the nature. If you want to be on air with any of our hosts, you can contact them directly, we hopefully can get you in on their night of their show. So with that being said, I'm going to say good night, folks, and I'll see you the same place, same time next week. Peace. All right, we're going to take it out jazzy with Yancey.